Beekeeping is not a large industry. Experts estimate it contributes a few million dollars a year to the U.S. economy. In recent years, beekeepers in the United States have been struggling to do that well. For the last decade, two different kinds of mites have invaded honeybee hives, killing many of the bees. Once a hive is infested, the mites literally drain the life out of the bees.
They'll travel over the bee and attach themselves to it in order to suck the fluids out.
Udell Meyer keeps 30 hives of bees on his small farm. He's been trying to keep control of the mites infesting his hives. He's also a beehive inspector for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, so he's seen the effects of the mites on other hives.
The last few years, the overwinter loss on bee colonies here in the state of Illinois has been approximately 50%.
Beekeepers use special insecticides to try to control the mites. They're not cheap. Mark Feldlaufer is with the USDA's Bee Research Laboratory. He says because of that, the mite infestations have added to the cost of keeping bees.
The problem that I see with the parasitic mite problem is that it's really one of economics. It's more expensive to keep honeybees now than it was before you had to treat for parasitic mites.
The mites affect the bees' productivity, too. The honeybees that don't die because of the mites are very weak. The worker bees don't fly as far, don't visit as many flowers, don't collect as much nectar, and as a result, they don't make as much honey. Beekeeping experts say the loss of honey production is measurable. Jerry Hayes is a columnist for the American Bee Journal.
Honey stocks as produced in the United States are down from a high of several years ago, probably 220 to 240 million pounds last year. I believe it was down around 190 million pounds.
With the honey supply down in the U.S., you'd think the price would go up. But Jerry Hayes says retailers have found cheap imports.
We have an interesting situation. We have imports from Argentina and China and Canada have filled the void that American production or U.S. production once had. So production is down, but honey stocks or availability of honey is not down just because of those imports.
Hayes says the imports have pushed down the price of domestic honey.
The price last year was around 80 cents a pound, but because of more imports this year from China and Argentina in particular, has driven the price down to the 50 to 60 cent per pound range.
So beekeepers are facing some tough times. It's become more expensive to keep bees, the bees are not making as much honey, and the price beekeepers get for that honey is down. Some keepers are not replenishing their hives and getting out of the business. But it's not all bad news for beekeepers. There's a growing demand for their bees' ability to pollinate plants. The parasitic mites have also infested the hives of the honeybees in the wild. Because of that, there aren't enough wild honeybees around to pollinate some crops. Without pollination, crop production is down. So some fruit growers and other farmers are turning to beekeepers. Some beekeepers are making up for lost earnings by renting out their bees' pollination services. Udell Meyer says he's seen a growing need for them.
I've been doing that for quite a number of years, primarily in cantaloupe farms and also in apple orchards. Around our area here, most of the orchardists, they have to go out of state in order to get bees, in order to get the proper pollination for their orchards.
Across the nation, many farmers are turning to beekeepers to rent their bees. For some beekeepers today, pollination accounts for more income than honey production. For example, last year in California, almond growers rented an estimated 900,000 hives to pollinate their trees. The beekeepers get $40 to $50 a hive for pollination services. It's more money than the industry is used to seeing, and well worth the trouble of moving the hives from orchard to orchard or field to field every few weeks. Actually, it's a pretty good deal for everyone. The bees have a ready source of nectar, the crops are pollinated, and bee rental helps make up for some of the losses from the mite infestations. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.